Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And while we're enjoying that, of course, the lessons can't cover all the details. And so these podcasts are offered with a bit more information, a bit more background, a bit more depth, a bit more theology, perhaps. Examining some of the verses with a bit more, putting them under the microscope. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, and we're going to do two podcasts on this one because there's so much packed into just one verse. It reads, "In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering." Here is one of the conundrums of the gospel, the idea that Jesus, perhaps in some ways, wasn't perfect. How could that be? Surely he was sinless, and that's a point made elsewhere in the book of Hebrews. Yes, he was sinless, and yet he was not yet the perfect sacrifice. Until he had lived on this earth and suffered. Now, we'll deal a little bit more with suffering tomorrow, or the next time we do this, the next podcast. But this suffering thing is a very interesting thing. Of course, it does seem a bit strange that the writer, having spent so much time in the first chapter of Hebrews and the first half of the second chapter of Hebrews, building up the picture of Jesus, how amazing he is, how transcendent, how much more better he is than Moses, than the angels, than anything you could possibly imagine, having built him up so much now, he says that he was destined to suffer. To suffer. And the writer is careful to make the point that it was God's plan. It was fitting that God should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. It's part of God's plan. And of course, a suffering Messiah was something that was no self-respecting Jew of the first century or before that could possibly conceive of the idea that the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed, the Sent One, the one sent to rescue God's people, could possibly suffer. A suffering Messiah was just it can't possibly be contemplated. And yet, what we find here is that a suffering Messiah was fitting to God. It was fitting, it was appropriate, it was right. It's interesting that to the author of this book of Hebrews, this particular action of sending Jesus into the world was worthy of the description fitting. For sending Jesus into the world meant that he was sent to suffer, and that is fitting. It must be because, perhaps, this action, sending him into the world to suffer, more than any other action, perhaps, demonstrates the depth of compassion and love in the heart of God. It demonstrates that love in a way that, it most clearly reflects his heart. Jesus suffered death, ultimately, so that we would live eternally and not suffer the consequences of death as sinners, not suffer the consequence of dying as a sinner and therefore being separated forever from God. This is who Jesus is. He is the one who was sent to suffer for us. And he is the one also through whom all things came. This juxtaposition, this putting together of the amazing power of Jesus against his human suffering is a very powerful thing. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, "In these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe." 1 Corinthians 8, 6, "There is one God, the Father, from whom all things came, and for whom we live, and there is one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came. And through whom we live." Colossians 1:16. "All things, by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible, invisible, thrones, rules, authorities, all things were created by him and for him." And John 1:3, "Through him all things were made, nothing, without him nothing was made that has been made." This is the one sent to suffer, the one through whom and for whom all things were made. He came to suffer. And he got because of that, he gives us the opportunity to be called sons of glory, because he brings many sons to glory. He had much suffering, but none of that suffering mattered because he was able, from his own perspective, none of it mattered because he was able to bring many to glory. Well, if you're one of those who share in that, then today's a day to rejoice, and this is a good reason. Next time, we'll go on to another aspect of this verse. But until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can contact me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And go over to iTunes, look for MCCX, and give us a review, if you wouldn't mind. I'd be very grateful for that. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.